Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. More important, you've heard me say it since I've been on air, May 5th is National Last Odyssey Day. I'll explain that a little bit later. Loaded show today. Got my man Derek Montilla coming on. We tried yesterday. We missed. So we will make that work today for sure. Got some NBA suspensions to talk about. And I never talk about this. Well, I guess you never use the word never. But I hardly ever bring this person up. But today we're going to talk a little Baker Mayfield. Because there's all this stuff flying out there about Bake. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. And the Suns did exactly what I told you they were going to do. I thought it'd be a tight game. I just thought it'd be a tight game a little bit longer before the Suns blew the doors off. So we'll get into that as well. And I'm going to tell you some things that I've been trying to tell you about Luka for a while. And now, since he finally got out of the first round, it's happening right in front of your eyes. It's developing right in front of your eyes. If you are older, listen to me. You're at Photomat watching the picture develop. So we'll do that. We'll take calls. We'll get everything in right here as we come to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Channel Heights. Get on down here, check them out. Let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchases, as well as you can become a club member. Get your access to the members lounge. Do serve adult beverages here. Enjoy your beer and wine while you're enjoying a fine cig. Plenty of places for you to sit, watch all the NBA games are on here. There's golf on right now. Watch one of the TVs. If you can't make it down here, no worries. Just go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E world.com. Order early enough, your sticks will ship out the exact same day. Got to let you know, though, today is a double celebration. Not only is it Cinco de Mayo, it is Ladies Night. So get in here between 4 and 6 and just have a good time. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So let's jump right into this. Call-in number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Do have a call on hold. Thanks for your patience. K-Show and PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, good. And you?
I bet there's some NBA players because the suspensions are already coming. Oh, boy.
Well,
Green got suspended. Green got fined.
Yeah, Green got fined. But Brooks should have been suspended. The other day, he broke code. Hey, listen, I don't know if you had called in when I said this, but growing up in Chicago, and I know this is a rule, from playing basketball in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You never hit a man in the air. Never. And you never low bridge. And you never low bridge someone. And for those that don't know, that means when a man is in the air, either dunking or laying up or going for a rebound, you never come under his legs.
Right.
I have seen the worst fights I have seen in my life at playgrounds and on hardwood courts from guys getting bridged. Mm-hmm. And so you don't do that. He wound up, and he's a bigger man that hit a smaller man in midair. He should be suspended the game. He's not a dirty player. That was a dirty thing to do. He doesn't have a reputation. But he keeps hitting guys out the air. He's going to get a reputation. Listen, these guys may not like each other sometimes. Yeah, these guys may not like each other sometimes, and they may like each other. Don't know one way or the other all the time. But the one thing there is, there's a code, take another man's livelihood, and you don't seriously injure. When you wind up, you can seriously injure. He should be suspended for a game at least once, and he got it. And Draymond was going to get suspended. You can't flip off paying fans. It's just that simple, whether they deserve it or not. You can't flip off paying fans.
No.
It's a bad look. Now, I'll tell you what I think is funny. He flipped off the fan, right? And if you watch anything on TV, they squiggle out the middle finger. But the other four fingers are down. You don't think 8-year-olds have figured out what it means if the other four fingers
think
are
they
down
do.
And one finger is squiggled out? I think that is so funny. They
Trust
say
they
worse
know.
Words than that on Friends.
I can imagine that.
I have worse than that on network TV. So,
yes.
Yes, sir. That is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's also getting some interesting in some of the series, though. I mean, you know, what they thought was going to be like a pushover in the Celtics series, the Celtics are fighting back. Now, of course, I had them pick as my upset for the East, and based on the last game, I think they're back in it.
I think they are, too. The thing is, though, we'll know if they're back in the series if they win game 3 or 4. If they don't win game 3 or 4, they're not in anything. It's
speaking
Milwaukee
of game,
did what they're supposed to do.
Now, speaking of game 3 or 4, I got to make my last comment because the dinner bell rang. If Embiid does not come back, are the Sixers through?
If Embiid doesn't come back, they may as well cancel game 4 and just call it a 4-game sweep in 3.
There you go. That's what I thought you were going to say. I had a feeling about that, Paul, and I think you're right. Do a lot of people agree with me? Probably not, but then I got used to that by now. All right,
exactly.
So anyway, I got my show on Saturday, 5 to 7 here, 2 to 4 in your area. We got all the playoffs covered, NFL news, USFL news, the Derby is this week, of course. I'll take my predictions then. And for you ladies out there, it's ladies' night, so you might want to give a call. Why am I? There's a reason for it, Paul. There's a reason.
All right, buddy. I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
It's Mother's Day Sunday, so Saturday is Ladies' Night.
It is. Yep.
So tell your mother, your sister, your sister-in-law, or whoever, come and give a call. 512-543-4662. On that note, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. You too. Take care. Always good to hear from Lou, a good friend of the program. He said a couple things about these series. And last night proved to me more than other things that I had seen already. So let me start with Philadelphia and Miami. I don't know why people think aging superstars have this button that they can just push when they haven't displayed that trait in a while. So if you're an aging superstar and there's certain things you do or you have the luxury to do, you can continue doing those things. But if you haven't shown a trait to do it in a while, I get confused at why people think you all of a sudden can do it. For example, Chris Paul showed you that when completely healthy, when his team is healthy, he has the ability to pace himself and just be an outright killer in the fourth quarter. He's shown you that. But he's also shown you that when he is picked up 94 feet, an entire first half, and there's no Booker there, that he will tire a little bit when he gets to the fourth quarter if he doesn't have adequate rest. He's shown you that. Showed it to you in the regular season, showed it to you in the playoffs. So that's what we know. He's fresh now because he's getting rest. Game 1 of the series, he only played 29 minutes. Even though he was pissed about it, he only played 29 minutes. So, and Booker's back, who has to have the fastest healing hamstring I've ever seen in my life. But either way, that's what you see. James Harden has not looked right since he got injured last year. He has it. But for some reason, we all think the James Harden that we saw in Houston all those years is just going to poof, reappear. That doesn't happen like that. For some reason, we think the guy with the quick burst, the quick release on the step back, the blow-by guy is going to just emerge. That's not how it works. It just doesn't happen like that. He's not going to 30 shots anymore. It's just not going to happen. Now, there can be a night where everything goes right. He's feeling good. He's getting them up. Old James Harden, not old current James Harden, but old back in the day James Harden, there's no way he would have played 41 minutes and only took 15 shots. He may have missed 15 shots, but he would have took 30 to miss that 15, or 35 to miss that 15. With Embiid out, Maxey's the best player on that team. And I think we're doing, and I'm doing it, I'll hold myself accountable. I think I'm doing the same thing to James Harden, to Miami, that people are doing down here in Phoenix. We're so busy talking about what James Harden is not doing. We're bearing the lead, and the lead is that Miami is up 2-0. The lead is that Tyler Hero off the bench is playing. The lead is that Bam Adebayo is having a very good playoff. P.J. Tucker is being a distraction. Jimmy Butler is being Jimmy Butler. Those are the leads. And I think we're all guilty of doing that because it's easy to talk about what a team isn't doing. It's not as sexy sometimes to talk about a team like Miami who doesn't have a real definite superstar. We say Jimmy Butler's a star. But I'll put Jimmy Butler in superstar. There's layers to this. But he's up there. He's high up there. But there's layers to this. Which brings us over to the Suns and the Dallas Mavericks. And I know I'm coming up on a commercial. We're going to blow by this. So what I'm about to say is going to piss off some Luka people. And I've done it before. You've listened to this show long enough. You know I say what I say. I think before we anoint Luka Doncic, the next whomever, he needs to figure out how to become a better all-around basketball player and how to be in shape. Last night, as said by Devin Booker in the press conference after the game, yeah, they need to prepare for Luka, but Luka needs to guard some people too. They were hunting down switches, Luka on them. And I'm tired of hearing, well, Luka had no help, Luka had no help. Sometimes when you're so ball-centric, you're not allowing yourself to get help. Watch the way Dallas moves and cuts when Luka's out the game. Now, I'm not saying they're a better team, but watch how they move and cut. There's a difference. Earlier this year when Brooklyn came to play the Phoenix Suns, I remember, just like it was yesterday, sending out a tweet when James Harden left the game. I said, look how this team moves and cuts without him on the floor. It's different. Same thing. Same exact thing. He dribbles a lot. I mean, he dribbles a lot. When you do that, you are not helping your teammates get better. If you dribble the ball for 10, 15 seconds, when you pass the ball, it's, oh, I better shoot. I got 7 seconds. That's not good. And I'm going to bring someone on right now. They were calling in a little bit earlier than the 1:30. So let me tell you who this is. Let me get all this in. Let me make sure I get all this right. I'm going to welcome, I'm supposed to say good friend, I'm going to take a step further. I'm going to introduce and welcome my dude. He calls himself a scholar, a ghetto philosopher, 3-time Nobel Peace Prize winner, the first Puerto Rican man to pilot an aircraft, the person that made the Nike swoosh, and the man that makes Kool-Aid say, oh, yeah. I saw this. I laughed. I showed this to my son. They laughed. It's my dude, Derek Montilla. What is up, sir?
Hey, buddy. How's it going? Perfect. You nailed everything. I wanted to make sure you got it all in.
I got it. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, no, not at all. You got it all.
Okay. So I'm going to put you in this fire with me. And I've been doing this to you for over 12 years, so it's nothing new. I'm going to throw you in this fire.
Right.
I'm not anointing Luka Doncic. I'm not anointing Luka Doncic yet. I'm not.
No.
I think he's a very good ball player. I think he's on a trajectory to become a great ball player. But he doesn't play defense. You can hunt him down like the Suns did, which tires him out. He needs to learn how to play with other people. When James Harden ran the same offense in Houston, we said it's up to James to make everyone better. I think Luka needs to fall under that same thing. When players stop and yell at fans and almost want to get in a fight, we tell them they need to have tougher skin. We say that to Westbrook all the time. Well, Doncic needs to have tougher skin. They don't match. He needs to do more. You're in the fire now.
Yeah, that's
go for
that's,
it.
That's what I'm seeing with Luka. I mean, with Luka, it's basically him taking on the Suns himself. He's an incredibly talented player. Sometimes when he makes those three-pointers, it seems effortless, you know, and it's frustrating to watch because at times he reminds me of Chris Paul, where Chris Paul can just turn it on randomly and take over a game like we saw, but you almost feel like he's reserving that for only times where he feels like it's necessary. Like he's like, all right, fine, I'll do it myself, right, that kind of thing. So it's like Luka seems to have that kind of thing, but again, like you said, defensively he struggles. He was the target. He was the exact thing they were going after, which was smart because it's kind of like their tactic in game one of letting him be the one to score the points but not really letting anybody else hurt him, right? Luka can't win a game by himself, and if anybody else can't get in rhythm, if anybody else can't, you know, be making shots, then there's not going to be, you know, you're not going to compete against this Phoenix Suns team that's such a well-oiled machine. You know, they can have a piece go down, they can have a guy not hitting shots, and the Suns will still have somebody else pick up the slack. The Dallas Mavericks aren't even close to that. They're also not nasty enough, you know, like, you got to really bring the nasty against the Suns. You got to do everything you can to get in the Suns' head because they just have too much of a competitive balance or advantage over other teams already. So the fact that you're not getting in their head, you're not going to win a series against this team.
The Suns are balanced everywhere. They prove to you against Memphis. If you want to play bully ball, okay, they can play bully ball. Listen, Chris Paul can get in the weeds with anybody. Jay Crowder can get in the weeds with everybody. Chris Paul, the days of him kicking people in the nuts are over, so you get your boy to do it for you. I mean, I'm not saying they can spare Jay Crowder, but if anyone is going to get suspended, I'd rather have it be Jay Crowder than Chris Paul. So Alvin Ryan starts to be too much of a nuisance. Somehow, he gets a shot.
Luka, this series,
got a shot. I understand that. They can get in the weeds too, but Dallas doesn't match up. They're too small up top. And listen, I don't know why everyone thinks that Devin Booker is this choir boy. He is far from a choir boy.
No.
He will talk
to
you, and he will light your ass up, Derek.
Yep. Yeah. I love it, too. I love it. He has a nasty side to him, and I think a lot of that is brought out to him by his teammates. I think they've been backed up nicely. You know what I mean? Like, there is that kind of nastiness that every – championship caliber team kind of has to have, right? It's not every player, right? But, you know, like we know from personal experience that Spurs team that was so successful had plenty of nastiness on there. But Tim Duncan was still allowed to be somewhat of a choir boy, but even still he had his moments, right? And it's like there is a toughness that's required in order to be a champion in NBA, and especially with how physical the playoffs get, all the little tricks and all the things they do. I mean, they literally try to put guys out for the series if they can in some situations, and it kind of sucks that that's the truth, but it's the reality of the situation. So you do have to be able to jab back, and you have to have that toughness. I think it's something that's spread now throughout the entire team, and I think a lot of it is because of CP3 and Crowder.
Derek, let me ask you this. When the series started, who did you pick and how did you pick? And how many games?
I had the Suns in four, and I tried to be very careful about chanting it. I didn't chant Suns in four. I just kind of didn't throw my hands up in some other fan's face. But, yeah, Suns in four was kind of my thought.
And I'm going to tell you what. I said in five, and here's why. I don't think you can beat a team, in all honesty, 15 times in a row. When they're pros, they get paid.
Well, they're
going to
try.
I think they'll get one in Dallas. I think it'll be whatever game the NBA assigns Scott Foster to ref. Because if they assign him in Dallas,
sure,
they'll also get one in Dallas. You know, Scott Foster is the anti-Chris Paul. What was it called? Bear spray? He's Chris Paul.
Oh, man, he's undefeated. He's undefeated. He's got a winning record of 1,000% against Chris Paul.
But what is what has been your biggest surprise that's happened in the two games so far for the Suns, and what has surprised you the most about Dallas?
I think the biggest surprise for me was for Dallas, their ability to just sink threes consistently at a time. I mean, they went really cold, but, man, they had some shooters out there, and they were making them. They were making them with a hand in their face. They were making them double-teamed. It was pretty incredible, right? And the Suns are struggling from 3 points, so it's it's something that when you watch them, you know, have that efficiency, it gets a bit dangerous, and you can see, but they just aren't able to sustain it. I think with the Suns, what's really surprised me has been just honestly, like, their inability right now to, like, have DeAndre just feast. I mean, he's having some good games, but I feel like DeAndre should be just blowing up in these games. I really feel like he has an advantage offensively, and I'd like to see him be more aggressive. It's what we're going to need out of him, and it just sometimes it comes and goes in waves, and I like aggressive DeAndre.
I'm with you. On the line with me, right here on the Cape Show with PLR. So I got to make sure I get this right. So I know you're the mayor of at PHNX Sports. Are you no longer the mayor of Reseda, though?
Because that building was destroyed. So the building that I was actually in charge of on the block of Reseda that I was the mayor of, that's no longer existing. But it's still a memorial title for me, I guess. It's still up there in the rafters, but it's no longer what I go by now. But I still maintain all the duties of being a mayor, all the responsibilities of being mayor. It's a lot of paperwork, I'm still pretty gifted at it. So I do it now for PHNX, and, you know, I got to keep these guys together. Today I brought the crew out here to go go-kart racing out here at Octane Speedway. So right in the shadow of Salt River Fields, and it's a wonderful chance for us to really take out our aggression on each other by smashing each other in the wall with little go-karts.
Yes, you know what? Actually, I know that place well because for the Fiesta Bowl a couple years ago, they had the media day there. So
yeah,
that place is fun.
Yeah,
it's a place where a grown up can be a kid. So I want to switch up a little bit. Go away from the Suns. I owe an apology to the Diamondbacks. Let me say it now. I owe an apology. I said the Diamondbacks would be a team that you went to watch the Stars of 2025 because they ran back to pretty much the same roster, the same guys that couldn't hit, the same guys that couldn't pitch, and they brought them all back and thought something would be different. Somehow they're 13-13, even with their best pitcher getting kicked out after one inning yesterday. Derek, how the Diamondbacks doing this?
Coaching. I think it really comes down to buying into the coaching. The new coaches are really an all-star team, and I've talked about this quite a bit, but the impact that these guys have on this team is kind of immeasurable. They haven't been with them very long, so they haven't had long enough for the philosophies to really resonate with them and kind of make it part of their culture 100%, but I really just think it's the coaching that has changed this team. I think that's what they were buying in on. They spent their money on the coaching because they could see that great coaching can turn good players into very good players, very productive players. And we're seeing that out of a lot of guys right now. We're seeing an increase in home runs. We're seeing an increase in patience at the plate. We're seeing an increase in walks. We're seeing an increase across the board in numbers. It took them a while. It was a slow start. But now we're really starting to see it come together, and I feel like they've already had more home runs this year than they did of all last year. They have close to as many one-run victories as they had of all last year. So it really is one of those situations where it feels like the coaching has impacted this team. But, hey, Paul, I apologize to cut this short, but I got to run because someone wants to race me in a race. But I appreciate you having me on, as always. And I got to go take care of this clown because, you know, this is what being a mayor is all about.
Go do that. Tell everyone before you go where they can find you.
Hey, follow me on Twitter. I'm at @cap_caveman with a K. And, of course, you can find me on gophnx.com and all of PHNX's social media channels.
Sounds cool. And I will let Amir know you'll be there for a while so he can call the house. Appreciate that info.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do that. We need to have a talk.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you, man.
All right, bye.
All right, later. The one, the only, Derek Montilla, always good to catch up. That's my guy, 100%. Okay, I promise, some Baker Mayfield talk. Going to do that, but got to break for a break. You're never supposed to use the same word twice, and I just did it. We're going to step away for a commercial break. Be right back. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. You can catch me directly on the Twitter as well at PLR on Sports. So I never really talk about this person, and I've done it for a reason. I wanted more to develop. I wanted more information. I didn't want to just join everybody else in piling on. But I do want to address what's happening with Baker Mayfield, who's becoming untouchable for some reason. He's becoming the quarterback that's good enough to start that nobody wants. Because when you look around the NFL, tell me, he's better than some of these guys. He is definitely better than anything they have in Seattle. He's definitely better than anything they have in Carolina. He's better than Sam Darnold. And yet they're going to run Sam Darnold back. Hell, they didn't even draft a quarterback early. And there were quarterbacks out there. They're going to keep the $16 million that they're paying to Sam Darnold, who, let's be honest, he's not good. They're going to keep that instead of giving Baker Mayfield a chance. And we've seen Baker Mayfield quarterback Cleveland, not only quarterback them to a playoff, but win a playoff road game in Pittsburgh. And if you don't remember, and maybe if you're a young listener, Cleveland was a dumpster fire, not just at quarterback, but as a team for a long time. They were just not a good team. They were not a well-run organization. They were just a bad team. Baker comes in. He's thrown into the fire. Went through like three coaches in 3 years. Different offensive coordinator. His OC got fired his rookie year. His head coach got fired his rookie year. His next coach got fired after his second year. And he's still out of work. I think we can put this some on Baker, but again, some on Cleveland. If you don't want a player, you do everything possible to not share that. You can't trade a guy that you are showing you don't want, because everyone is just going to wait for him to get cut. Whereas if you're a team out there that needs a quarterback, you're unwilling to give Baker Mayfield, who's won a playoff game, a second try. But Sam Darnold, who was seeing ghosts with the Jets, get the second try? Sam Darnold was so bad last year, they brought Cam Newton back. I'm a Cam Newton fan. Cam Newton was washed. When he got back to the Panthers last year, his first game was against the Cardinals, had a couple running touchdowns, pulled open the shirt, did the Superman. Cam Newton fans lost their minds. They beat the style out of the Cardinals. And then the very next week, Cam was back throwing interceptions. And the week after that, throw more interceptions. The week after that, he was coming off the bench. And they won't go get Drew Lock is a new quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. If Drew Lock throws the ball further than 7 yards, trust is getting intercepted. He is the check down king. And you're telling me Baker isn't better than that? Baker did the one thing which I wish I could quote directly. So there's this movie called School Days, the old Spike Lee movie. I think it was the second film. And there's a slide in there where Billy Nunn looks at Larry Fishburne and he says, there comes a time in life where you just have to know when to shut the F up. This is one of those times. Shut the F up. Someone needs to have that moment with Baker. It is okay to say you're mistreated. It's okay to say you don't like something. But you can't go on radio and keep talking about that. You can't go on radio as a professional athlete and keep dogging the team that you're on. Because the next team is going to think, well, if he dogged them, is he going to dog us when things don't go his way? If he goes public with them, is he going to go public with us? And you can say there are other quarterbacks that are full of drama. The one up in Green Bay, he is the drama king, but he's also an all-time great. And you put up with crap when people are extremely good. Baker isn't extremely good. He's just good. He's one of the 32 best in the NFL. But he comes with so much drama. It's hard to deal with that. Put it like this. This is the best example I can give. Say you're dating someone. They look good. They're fun. Like to hang out. But every day there's something. Every day they got to complain about something. Every day there's a problem. Every day there's a situation. Every day they got their feelings hurt. Every day someone's stepping on them. Every day it's something. After a while, you're like, I don't care how cool they are sometimes. I'm tired of this. I can't keep dealing with the drama just to get to the good part. Sometimes I just want the good part. Baker doesn't give you any good parts enough to offset all the drama. And that's why he's a quarterback on a team in search of a team. Baker could be a starting quarterback right now if Baker had did this. It really sucked that they brought another quarterback that they thought was better than me. But you know what? The heck with it. I'm here to do whatever Cleveland asked me to do. I'm here to be a quarterback in this league. If it means I have to play behind him for now, that's what I'll do. Whatever's good for the team. If he would have said that, there would have been a demand for him. Because I'm going to tell you right now, he would be playing game one. Because there is definitely a suspension coming. I don't know how many games. I don't know how long he's going to be suspended. But Deshaun Watson will be suspended. And instead of going to or and signing Jacoby Brissett and having Joshua Dobbs and Felix Harper, ever that young brother is, it would have been Baker's job. There is nothing like telling you you're not wanted than going out, signing free agents to play when the guy that you signed to play won't be playing because he'll be suspended and you're there. And they've even made it known they don't want to pay you your salary. They want to do anything possible to move you. Baker could have stayed there. Your talking puts you in a situation. And it's too bad because the kid can play a little. Sometimes silence is the best answer. Baker didn't give us that. So we're now seeing if someone will take a flyer on him, but it's going to be hard. And if he gets that flyer, if someone brings him in as a backup, he needs to shut the hell up and go be backup. Go be bridge quarterback. Go be an extra running back. Go be an extra wide receiver. Go play special teams. Go do anything to show team first, Baker second. The NFL isn't the NBA. Contracts aren't guaranteed. You don't want the fact that your mouth can keep you from being out the league. So Baker won't be the only quarterback. There's a quarterback that played in San Francisco that led a team to a Super Bowl that's been out the league for 5 years that wants back in. That's probably better than half the people on rosters in the NFL, and he's not getting back in. And look, people can tell me all they want about Cap, how good he is. When the NFL settled with Cap, that erased every shot of him playing again. Baker's not careful, obviously for different reasons, but his mouth is going to get him out of football. And he's going to be a talented dude sitting at home wondering, what if I had just shut up? Last segment brought to you by Scott and Solomon Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. Give her a call. She'll set up a nice wine tasting session for you. You can see what wine is like when it doesn't have sugar, additives, preservatives, all the things that you don't want. Give her a call, 602-410-4821. Scott Sullivan, wine consultant, Tina Calhoun. Tomorrow night, Golden State plays, excuse me, Saturday night, Golden State plays Memphis. I'm still saying 3-1. Excuse me, 3-1 after the next game, or 2-1 after the next game, 3-1 after game four. I think Memphis gets game five, this ends at 6. Boston-Milwaukee, I think that's going to be a series. I think Milwaukee still wins, but I think that's a hard-fought 6. That's one that can go 2-2, and then Milwaukee stretches it out, or, you know, stretches their muscle and wins. Suns, if there's such a thing as a 5-game sweep, call it that, not competitive. Just a Scott Foster game, whichever game that is. Fun basketball playoffs. Listen, though, before we get out of here, just want to remind you, Draymond Green, we talked about it earlier, fined $25K, flipping fans off. You can't do that. Kyrie Irving flipped fans off earlier against Boston. He was fined as well. You can't do that. You know Kyrie's a different dude. Kyrie now has said he's a martyr. I don't know. Kyrie is one of the most electrifying basketball players I've ever seen play. And then Kyrie talks. And he says things that I just don't get. It's not for me to get, though, I guess. I don't get the martyr talk. I mean, he said he wasn't going to get back. I'm one of the people that said, look, if you don't want to get back, don't get back. But there are consequences to what you don't do. One of the consequences is the NBA said you couldn't play, or the city of New York said you couldn't play. Toronto said you can't come to our country. I don't think he's a martyr, though. Not when firefighters and police officers were out of work and not getting paid. But Kyrie was still getting half his salary, no matter what. And when I was given that illustration about sometimes you just be quiet, I think calling yourself a martyr actually hurt your stance, not helped it. But I don't know. Kyrie is Kyrie. Tomorrow we will run a best of show to make sure it'll be one that was really a fun show. So make sure you're checking it out. Girls tonight, like I said, not only is it Cinco de Mayo, it is ladies night. So definitely come down and check it out locally here in Chandler, Arizona, 4991 South Alma School in Chandler Heights. Sunday, it's Mother's Day. Make sure you're taking care of that special lady or ladies. And by that, I mean wife, mom, girlfriend. Make sure you're taking care of them and acknowledging what they do. Okay, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for us. Make sure you're checking us out every single day. Listen, if you missed the show, there's three other ways you can get us. Casual Sports Radio Network, we're there. Replay every day, 3 o'clock. Spotify, iHeartRadio. Make sure you're downloading all those apps. Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. If you follow the show, you will get alerts when a new show is uploaded. So definitely check that out. Thanks to my man, Derek Montilla, for giving a call in. Appreciate that. Everyone, have a safe weekend. Have a safe night tonight. Night's a party night. Be safe and enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Until Monday, everyone, take care. Next time you talk to me, Suns will either have swept or be up 3-1. It's Cave Show with PLR. Everyone, take care of themselves. Tips, bring us home.